Hello and welcome to Pumped, the inside podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Wogon, and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country, or from triathlon to road riding. And today I'm talking to Andrea Maranelli, who is a former Italian trials champion who now switched to street trial and moved to Innsbruck. We talk with him about tricks, the difference between competition trails riding and street trails riding for videos and content production, and I ask him what he thinks is the future of street trails riding. Hey Andrea, thank you so much for taking the time to do the podcast with us. Where are you right
now? Hello. I am currently in Innsbruck, as basically, yeah, the majority of the time I'm living in Innsbruck, basically at the moment.
Okay, so first question is, how are you right now? Because you had a crash a couple of days ago, and I seen a picture on your Instagram that you have problems with your arm and your head. So what happened and how are you right now?
Yeah, maybe the picture was overdramatic, let's say, but I still had a crash. it was kind of like in a funny way, but I still had a crash for sure. And I dislocated my shoulder and I had a pretty bad concussion on my head, but fortunately nothing too bad. And therefore I have to, let's say rest for at least a month right now because of the shoulder mainly. And then finally, I'll be back on the bike again. I already can't wait to be back on the bike. But fortunately, the weather, it's not ideal at the moment in Innsbruck. And therefore, I'm not really complaining, let's say, to rest at home.
Okay. But the main problem is your shoulder. And with your trail riding, it's pretty hard on the shoulder, right?
When you... Exactly. I mean, it's mainly... I mean, you still ride the bikes with the legs, let's say, but yeah. Shoulders do an insane amount of work on trials bike for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and how did you crash?
It was actually kind of like funny, but not funny at the same time crash, because I didn't really know the trail that I was riding, and I thought there was kind of like a jump, but in practice there wasn't a jump, and I did jump, but I landed where I was not supposed to land it, with kind of like my head and shoulder, and therefore it wasn't proper ideal, but definitely was my fault. I mean, let's say that I was thinking that the trail was going differently, but actually, yeah.
Okay.
That's why it happened.
But you will be okay in a month and then you continue your season. Yeah. So nothing too bad.
For sure.
Okay.
Nothing too bad. For sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But it was not on training on trails bike. It was on a proper mountain bike.
Exactly. That was the problem that I should keep on saying on a trials bike rather than going on trails. No, I mean, I'm kidding. Like since couple of years, till now, I'm really enjoying riding mountain bikes in general, mm-hmm. So trails and also bike parks and stuff like that. Not really downhill, rather than I'm rather prefer to use enduro and therefore to play also a little bit more on the trails. But still, let's say that I'm more confident riding trials still rather than riding mountain bike. But still, sooner or later, let's say that I would like to, get better also in riding trails and stuff like that, because it's super fun. And also, it also helps for trials riding, I'd say, to some extent.
Yeah, okay.
Everything helps.
So you were Italian trials champion, and some years ago, you moved from Italy to Austria. So, and especially to Innsbruck. Why did you do that?
So there are two reasons. The former one, let's say, is because of studies, because I did my master degree in Innsbruck. Mm-hmm. But let's say that it was just kind of like an excuse or the plan B, because I really wanted to move here already since before because of riding. And therefore, I really find Innsbruck as a cool spot for riding bikes. There's such a cool, the vibes here are insane. A lot of people are riding bikes. The mountains and trails are also insane. And also the trial scene in general, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I decided to move here. Even though I'm from how German call it Gardasee, so the Garda in Italy, and so even there the biking, let's say, setup or situation, it's definitely cool as well. but here maybe it's even better. Or let's say that after years being there, I wanted to change.
Yeah.
And that's why that's the reason why 3 years ago I moved here. And I have to be honest, in the beginning, I was actually going and coming, let's say, more often to Italy as well, because I was doing a lot of shows, trial shows, mm-hmm. mainly in Italy. But at the moment, yeah, with the Corona situation and everything which goes on, I'm definitely, let's say, more in Innsbruck rather than in Italy.
Okay. It's funny because Innsbruck is... Yeah, so many trials riders are there. What makes Innsbruck so good for trials riding that Tom Oehler or Fabio Wittmer are living there and training there? And I mean, both of them are not born in Innsbruck, so they moved there. Why is it so good?
I really can't tell you, if I have to be honest, because I mean, in the end, if I have to be 100% honest, it's not that the, let's say, the landscape or the spots are insane for trials riding at the moment here. So there is Landesplatz, which is kind mm-hmm. of like the skate park of in the main square of Innsbruck, which is again a skate park, and therefore it's not ideal for trials. And there used to be a place that trials riders know, which is called Raiffeisenplatz, which now it's not there anymore, unfortunately, and therefore there are not too many spots exactly for dedicated for trials riding. But on the other hand, I think that, you know, like those two guys that you mentioned, so of course Tom Oehler and Fabio Wittmer, they kind of like are the main reason why, I don't know, like people are also coming to Innsbruck to ride trials. And therefore, you know, like you see a lot of, you know, also young guys or other riders coming to Innsbruck just for some sessions, because mm-hmm. I mean, of course they aim also to meet them and to get some, let's say, techniques out of them.
Yeah.
And therefore I think that's the main reason. Then I mean, I personally know Fabio, I mean, I personally know both of them.
Yeah.
I'm a Fabio better, and I mean, I know that Fabio moved here mainly for because I mean, he's from a small city, and here it's just the biggest city in the nearby, and Vienna, so doesn't really have mountains, therefore it's better. But other than that, I mean, if I have to be honest, for proper trials riding, and therefore with proper trials riding, I mean bicycles without a seat, it's definitely not the best ever. But for street trials riding, so whatever we're doing at the moment, so those bikes which are usually 24 inches wheel size, and they are more, let's say, a mix between BMX and trials, for those ones, I mean, streets are the best, and therefore, I mean, you can still find spots such as Landesplatz or still proper street riding that, of course, as in every city, you can definitely find spots.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, in the end, it's the crew what matters most, not the spot itself, but the, let's say, the motivation out of the surrounding people.
Yeah. Okay. And it seems like Innsbruck is really well discovered for trail riding. So, I mean, without going to Innsbruck, you know already a lot of the places out of the videos of Fabio or Tom. Was it easy for you to come to Innsbruck? Did you know one of these two before you moved to Innsbruck, or did you move there and then get to know them?
I knew both of them since before. I think I met, I don't remember, both of them during events. Mm-hmm. I think mainly bike festival in Rio del Garda. And then when I moved here, let's say that we got in contact even more. And then we, especially with Fabio, started to train a lot. And with Fabio, the fun thing is that I was more on the trial side, let's say. And therefore, and he's more into the street trial side again. And for that reason, we were kind of like pushing each other. He was pushing me more on the, you know, like tricks such as tail whips or Fujian tail whips or stuff like that that I've never really done before moving here to Innsbruck.
Okay.
Here in Innsbruck, but I was kind of like pushing him more maybe on the appropriate trials, let's say, moves.
Yeah. So you switched your trials bike to a mountain bike some time ago, and now you do a lot of your tricks on a proper mountain bike and go to the mountains and do it on trails, but a mountain bike is not specially made for trials riding, and it's so much harder to lift the big wheels and the heavy bike. But why did you switch to a mountain bike?
I don't really think there is a specific reason. I think it was just kind of like a natural process, because I got a mountain bike and I started to ride it just in a normal way, but I instantly kind of like got the feeling of how fun it is to do even trial stuff with suspensions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you can do pretty much everything smoother if you're, you know, like if you're landing on stuff like that. Of course, suspensions help to some extent. I mean, till a certain height, let's say, if you're doing proper drops to flat, then of course suspensions do not really help. But if you do normal things, they do help, especially if you know how to kind of like use them. So if you mm-hmm. do movements which are a little bit slower, and therefore you wait for the suspension to for the shock to give you a proper, let's say, pump, then they help also in doing trials riding.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, the main reason why I did that is just that, yeah, I had more fun because I was able to move faster within the city. I was able to do trails and trials together. So I just tried to combine two things and really enjoyed to do it. And also trying to do something new, you know, like after ages riding always a trials bike, it felt as something new. And also, I mean, I have to be honest, also the fact that I've seen that people, when I started to do it around, I don't know, 2 years ago or so, even maybe three, on social media, they enjoyed it a lot. I had mm-hmm. very cool and positive feedback. Then I also thought maybe that's what people also would love to see more at the moment.
Yeah. So that's the question. So do you have the feeling that people understand better how difficult and how hard it is to do it on a mountain bike? Because yeah, they're riding pretty much the same bike and can't do the tricks. And these days where you focus more on videos and all that stuff, is it important for you that you're not riding a completely different bike than all the normal people, but using the exactly same bike what the average rider what I use and do these tricks?
Yeah, I mean, let's say that I've never had, let's say, a proper plan to do it for a kind of like to reach people in that direction, let's say, mm-hmm. or to make them more aware of what I'm doing. But in the end, that was for sure the result. So I recognize on my own as well that people were way more impressed by whatever I was doing on a mountain bike rather than on a trials bike. Mm-hmm. And then I really had the confirmation of that while doing trials shows. So during trials shows, I started to combine mountain bike and trials bike. So both of them doing a show. And whenever I was doing stuff on the mountain bike, people were just way more impressed. And for sure, I mean, I can definitely understand that, because in the end, as you said before, it's a bike that everybody knows how it works. Whereas a trials bike, in the end, for a lot of people, it's just a tool. Rather than a bike,
yeah.
Because it looks, I mean, a proper trials bike, it looks very much as a tool. A street trials bike looks, yeah, still as something that it's not common, and therefore people probably think, you know, with that bike, who knows what I would be able to do.
Yeah, I could do the same.
But exactly. Yeah. But the funny thing is that even on the mountain bike, oftentimes it's like, yeah, I mean, with this suspension setup, well, I don't know, it's maybe easier or, you know, stuff like that. In the end, I can tell you, I'm not even an expert when it comes to suspensions, anything like that. It's just a normal mountain bike that, of course, you can use. The most important thing is, for me, at least, or the biggest limitations, I would say, are the rear hubs. So whenever you don't have enough clicks on the rear hub to do trial stuff, that's very much I mean, that's the biggest problem. But suspensions, weight and stuff like that, you can always handle it, let's say.
Okay. So you're coming from trial competition and you're doing a lot of trial shows, and I've seen you having a trial show in front of a really mega big audience on a rock concert, and there are always so many people which are cheering for you and stuff. And then you, on the other hand, you're doing this this content stuff where you're just seeing clicks on YouTube or likes on Instagram. Do you miss to perform in front of an audience, or do you plan to do more competitions, or you focus on on content production?
Let's say both. I mean, I really like both. I really like to create videos, but not so much those kind of like daily Instagram videos, but rather, you know, like proper YouTube video production. So I mean, I'm saying YouTube just to say videos which are maybe a little bit longer and more let's say thought. That's I think that I like to do very much. And on the other hand, I mean, yeah, another super big passion of mine is doing shows. And I think that if I have to decide between doing shows and creating videos, I mean, it's a really tough decision, but still the feeling that people give you whenever you're in front of them, that's definitely something that, I mean, for me, it's insane. It's super, it's an emotion which I would never like to get to miss it, let's say, in my life. Yeah. And therefore, I would probably go with the shows. And the one that you mentioned was, yeah, probably the... Even though it wasn't proper a show, because I mean, we were just on the stage of the concert, but still there were 90,000 people and it was a full stadium, San Siro stadium, full. And, you know, like people jumping and screaming. I mean, of course, they weren't just jumping and screaming because of our performances, but rather for the concert itself. But still, it was a super big emotion. But on the other hand, also normal shows during bike events and stuff like that. Still, whenever you have people that you can concretely, let's say, see in front of you, it's a different feeling rather than counting the views or anything like that on YouTube or the likes on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's for sure the perspective.
And what do you think, is someone who is good in competition also good in performing for videos, or is it a completely different writing?
I think that's a tough question because it's kind of like it's a tricky question, I would say. So I used to compete as well a lot, and if I have to be honest, I mean, I always told everybody that the athletes in the end are those ones which are competing. I mean, that's my perspective. So competitions are still the main, let's say, in my opinion at least, the main let's say way to perform as an athlete, that's for sure. But on the other hand, I mean, creating videos and also doing shows are stuff which are completely different, and therefore also the training behind, it's still a proper training, it's just different. So you're not training to win a competition, but you're training to, I mean, when it comes to shows, to interact, for example, with the people. You train to, you know, like perform during a show which doesn't get boring after 10 or 15 or 20 minutes which we are performing in front of someone. Or on the other hand, also to, I don't know, maybe to get on with the stress while you are in front of such an amount of people. And when it comes to videos as well, you perform more on the single trick. So maybe you're training like just a specific trick because you want to do that thing specifically in that video, rather than maybe focusing on being a complete athlete which wants to win a competition. And that's my perspective. So I think that both of the sides are just different in the end. It's just a different focus. And if I have to be honest, I definitely miss competitions. I would love one day to be back on doing competitions. But on the other hand, it's also true that it's just hard to push, let's say, all the three sides, or at least the two sides. So competitions and creating contests or shows are definitely two things which are definitely to do together. Also, because I mean, in the end, a lot of time you have shows on the weekends and competitions are oftentimes on the weekends as well. And therefore, I mean, back in the days, I had to do a decision, and I have to be honest, I'm super happy with the decision I've been taking.
Okay. So when we're talking about riding in competitions, it's all about doing the biggest jump or climbing as fast as possible or something. And performing for a video, it's way more flowy and it has to look way more smooth. Was it hard for you to move from competition to performing for a video, or did the trail shows you did in the middle help you a lot in that?
Trail shows for sure helped me a lot in acting, let's say, in front of a camera, and also in understanding how to what people like and how, you know, like which kind of like unique content to create. But on the other hand, the step within competitions and show was definitely hard. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, whenever you come into competitions and you just do a show for you, you just have in mind that, you know, like height, for example, when you do a side up matters a lot. But in the end, people do not really care if you do a side up of 1 meter and 15 or 1 meter and 17. That's definitely not the case, but in competitions it matters a lot. Mm-hmm. And therefore, whenever you do this kind of like step, it's way more important, as I said before, to be able to give the feeling to people that you're having fun and show them and involve them also as well in during the show and keep them, you know, kind of like, I don't know, there to look at you rather than being a super trials rider, which just counts to, you know, like proper moves and show them how hard the sport is, because in the end they don't really understand it. I mean, it's just a matter of entertain them, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that's the main thing that you have to do.
Okay, with Danny McGaskill and Fabio Whitmer in the sport, I have the feeling that they almost reach the upper limit of what you can do on the bike, and it's really hard to push that limit. What do you think? How will the sport develop in the next years?
That's another tricky and tough question. And if I have to be honest, Fabio and I are talking a lot about this topic, because in the end street trials, let's say, combines a little bit what some moves from BMX and some moves from trials. And of course, Danny was the first one who did it, and he's still probably the one which pushes the most this sport. Mm-hmm. And he's still an incredible rider. I mean, Fabio as well. But Fabio is more, I mean, as probably everybody knows, he's more also on the mountain bike scene. I mean, it's more 360 degrees, let's say. Yeah. So he likes a lot also to do big jumps and stuff like that. And in my personal perspective, I think that the trials world is moving up super fast, and the trials rider, like properly trials rider competitions ones, they are, I mean, impressive, the things they're doing nowadays in terms of how high they jump, in terms of how precise they are and stuff like that. And on the other hand, also the BMX riders are, I mean, insane. They're doing stuff which is insane. So it's, in my opinion, it's hard for a street trials rider to compete, let's say, or to be not on a level which, you know, like it's not reachable, or it combines the best out of trials and the best out of BMX. Mm-hmm. So I don't really see a super bright future for street trials riding as a combination of BMX and trials riding, but rather as a free kind of like style of riding, and maybe even promoting some tricks which are just new for the overall bike industry, let's say. So some tricks which are just street trials rider are doing, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be more what I mean, at least what I think.
Okay, and what are your plans for the upcoming years and for the rest of the season?
I was just still thinking about the previous question, because I mean, in the end, for example, if I'm thinking about myself, I'm not really focusing on you know, like on maybe creating new tricks or stuff like that. But as we discussed before, I'd rather, let's say, apply trials techniques to different typology of bikes. That's the thing I like the most in the end. And even Danny is doing, even Fabio is doing. So I think maybe that's the direction. Maybe trials rider, not the competition ones, I mean, maybe getting more to create stuff which goes maybe off from the proper, let's say, trials itself. Yeah, sorry. Having that said, my future plans are, of course, to create still videos and to create contents and trying, you know, to create those unique contents that people love, and hopefully to do shows again. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that these situations gets better soon, and therefore we can start again. And we are also working, I say we because we, Fabio Wimmer and Nikolai Holder and myself, we created a startup, how to say, which is called Bikeflip. And our plan is to create, we created a website where to sell and buy bicycles, mm-hmm. Which will be online very soon. And okay. Yeah, that's
let's say that that's the main focus at the moment that we three have together, and we invest a lot of time on it, but it's a cool project and we really think that that's something that the bike industry also needs. Mm-hmm. And I'd say that those are the focuses of my life, let's say, at the moment.
Okay, so that sounds really good. So I hope you will get well soon and get on a bike pretty soon and use the rest of the summer in Innsbruck. And thanks a lot for your time, and I hope we talk soon again. And I'm really
sure. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot, and bye-bye.
So thanks to you, and bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye-bye.